Now that the Browns have completed their winless season, questions are swirling about why the team is sticking with head coach Hugh Jackson. Owner Jimmy Haslam maintains that Jackson will return next year. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it's hard to believe that a coach with a 1-31 record in two seasons still has a job.
There's a whole bunch of things this year that I have never seen before, and I feel like I've been covering football with leather helmets and no face mask. I mean, it goes on that long. You know, they fired general manager Sashi Brown with 4 games left to go in the season and hired immediately John Dorsey, the veteran general manager from the Kansas City Chiefs. Jimmy Haslam said that Hugh Jackson is your coach. Dorsey said, if I got to take Hugh Jackson, I guess I'll take Hugh Jackson and make it work because I have the number 1 pick in the draft. I have the number 4 pick in the draft. I have the number 33 pick in the draft. And I have like the number 35 pick in the draft. They've got 4 of the top 35 players in the draft and plus tons of salary cap room. Mm-hmm. And I guess he felt if he had to take Hugh Jackson, he'll take Hugh Jackson and try to make it work. The big question, by the way, is why Jimmy Haslam, who likes to fire people, mm-hmm. hasn't fired Hugh Jackson.
That's the big question, because Haslam has had 3 former head coaches in his tenure of owning the team, fired them all.
Yes. Haslam fires everybody. He has hired and fired 3 general managers in less than 5 years. So why Jackson? The only thing I could think is Jimmy was very enamored with going to get Hugh Jackson when he was an offensive coordinator with Cincinnati. I think Jimmy Haslam, who has been criticized nationally and locally for, you know, hiring and firing too quick, just didn't want to do it again. The strange part of that thinking is, at this point, I doubt much of anybody would say, if Jimmy walked in tomorrow, I changed my mind, I'm firing Hugh Jackson. People would say,
way to go.
Way to go. Because you know what? We're going to let John Dorsey hire his own coach.
Yeah.
So that they would be on the same page. But that's not the case. Just to make sure, those of us in the media who are kind of slow learners, after the game, and I was in Pittsburgh, after the frozen game where they lost again, and oh, what another dismal loss, mm-hmm. Jimmy comes out, stands outside the locker room with about 10 of us, proclaims once again, before we even ask a question, just to keep it clear, Hugh Jackson will be our coach in 2018. Are there any questions? Of course, got into why would you do it, and he just kept saying, I don't think Hugh has lost his magic. Hugh Jackson has done a very good job of convincing Jimmy and Dee that, you know, I can get this thing turned around if you get me some players. I asked Haslam this. I said, but Jimmy, where do you see any progress? You went from 1-15 to 0-16. And he said, well, Terry, he could say the progress is uneven. Basically didn't answer, because there is no answer. There's no progress. On the field, there was no progress. I would argue, by the way, that I think the roster is better than a year ago. So I just, usually I'm not into like just drop 15 football bombs in this and level the building and start all over, but I would have been fine with that in this case. You know what the thing about owners is, Amanda?
What's that?
They're owners.
They get to do what they want.
You got it.
And they don't have to really explain.
Not really. Yes, you could have parades and bang drums and yell, Jimmy's wrecking our franchise and he's embarrassing us. Would that force them to sell?
Absolutely not.
No.
Terry, thanks.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. At WKSU.org, he talks about Isaiah Thomas's debut with the Cavs and why the team is taking its time bringing the All-Star into the fold.